Hello and welcome to the J2W lesson for the week. We are actually on week 20 of our series of Journey to Holiness. This is how you become personally whole through God's holiness. Well, this week is another exciting week in the journey as you begin to do introspection into how you can be successful as you walk continuously with God. This particular week's Anchor of Holiness says, aim at being a bridge builder instead of a bridge bomber. Refrain from entertaining negative and slanderous communication. Well, this tip this week, leading us into the point of self-control and how it is that we interact with others, how we reflect our godliness in our conversation, is going to be a critical key to your success as you move on. There are a number of scriptures in the Bible that actually encourages us to be mindful of how we communicate, but most importantly, to be mindful of how we represent Christ. I'd like to have you gather your Bibles, and in this week's lesson, as we walk through the journey, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, looking at verses 3 through 11. Why, I know this is a very familiar scripture for many of you as you begin to think about the Beatitudes, but I would like to have you look at another perspective as you begin to look at how you can become better in Christ. I've entitled this lesson as Blessed and Highly Favored because I want you to look at the lesson and this scripture text from a new angle, showing you that your blessings are already dependent upon what you do. Not only that, God has already promised you His favor through His blessing once we apply these concepts. Looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11, you're going to find that there are 9 attributes of covenant blessings. In other words, Jesus, as he was teaching those who were following him, pretty much is in the same condition as we are today, because there are those who are looking at our lives to be able to see whether our lives reflect the image of Christ. And so as we look at this particular section, which deals with the 9 attributes of covenant blessings, as I call them, you're going to now glean a way on how you can actually become a bridge builder instead of a bridge bomber. This section of our series deals with becoming committed to a communication code of ethics. Let's look now at Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11. As you study it this week, I'd like for you to do in-depth analysis of what you're going through. You want to study it and reread it so that you can hear exactly what it is that God is saying about the fact that you are indeed blessed and highly favored. Now, the blessings here are totaling 9. In verses 3, 4, and 5 of the 5th chapter of Matthew, you're going to find blessings 1, 2, and 3. I believe that these blessings speak to our life conditions. It gives us to know that there may be situations that we're going through, perhaps even at the end of your rope in one sense. The other one may that you feel that you've been to a point where you've lost what is most important to you. And then the other thing talks about being blessed when you're content with being just who you are. Well, these have to do with life conditions, and they are promises numbers 1, 2, and 3. As you get through now, verse 6, you're going to see a little bit of a shift there. It's going to talk with you about your relationship with God. It then gives you a thought that you're going to get to the point where you're going to work up a good appetite for God, and that your eating and drinking will be kind of synonymous to a meal. While we know that it takes a good meal and a good drink in terms of our being able to digest and move and to grow, we need both food and beverage. And so here, it talks about your relationship with God, your thirst for Him, and getting to the point of how you can become blessed when you build your relationship with Him. Now, focus number 5 has to do with where you are in your relationship with others. This is going to be another very pivotal point in your ability to be able to walk the life of being blessed and highly favored. That is going to be found in verse verse 7. That is blessing number 5 in verse 7. Well, let's look at the main thought as we move into our theme for this week. Verse 8 actually houses blessing number 6. It calls for an inner balance, as it were. It gets you to the point where you can look at your inside world, your mind and your heart, and when you get that right, it says to you, then you can actually see God in the outside world. Your perspective about what you're going through and what you see is clearly going to be dependent upon what you feel in the inside, in your heart, and how you think in your mind. But this week's lesson is where I want you to concentrate on the seventh blessing. This is being found in verse 9 of chapter 5 and of Matthew, and what's most important, it says to you that you and I become a representation of God. You and I become agents of God, because the role of God is to restore and to give peace. And so here it says unequivocally that if you and I become agents of God by being peacemakers, this is the only place in this set of 9 attributes of the covenant blessing where he then speaks about his relationship to us. Heretofore, it talks about our relationship to him, but here Jesus is saying when we have the ability to coach others in showing people how to cooperate instead of competing and fighting, then that's when you really discover who you are. And it is that you are a definite part of the body and the family of God. You see, what happens in this world, invariably, people are looking for examples of believers in spirit and in truth. Why there's so much adversity, so much antagonism, the world is looking to you, and they're looking to me, to be examples of peacemakers. We're going to usher in fellowship. We're going to usher in I call it that camaraderie of the spirit. And that's going to be very important as you look at blessing number 7, which matches our anchor of wholeness this week. Become a bridge builder instead of a bridge bomber. So maybe on your work conditions, maybe in your clubs, or maybe even on your job, maybe even in your local churches, you could witness an opportunity where there may be disappointment and disagreement, but the Bible here is declaring you can really show who you are, and I can show who I am in direct proportion to the fact that we become peacemakers. It's going to be really important for you to think about that as you get through this week. You see, blessing number 8 and 9 are then found in verses 10 and 11. This says that the result of spiritual commitment, in effect, may bring some discomfort. But you and I have got to understand that our faith in God supersedes any of those personal issues that we may have, because we're at the point where we know that God is able to sustain us and to keep us from falling. In fact, my favorite, it says, it gives him honor, and it says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And you know what's great about this week's anchor of wholeness is that you can actually practice becoming an agent of God, restoring peace in relationships. You become that image of God. As you get through this week, as you get through family relationships, as you get through life, think about how you are going to be a change agent to potentially disruptive situations. Think about the fact that you can gain blessing. You can become blessed and highly favored when you actually learn to become a peacemaker. So there you have it. Just when you thought there was no benefit to being in the kingdom or you had missed one, I'm encouraging you to let you know that you are indeed blessed and highly favored. So when you read now Matthew chapter 5 and you're looking into the blessings of the Lord, it's going going to show you how you can attain them. We are somebody special in the Lord. As you go through looking into your life, get an introspection of what you know that you can do and become aware of what you can do through God. We are all children of the King. God loves us, and He's going to make it all right. So let's work on some bridge building and being able to not bomb the bridge, be able to put slats together so from person A to person B, there's a positive relationship. I know you're going to do it, and I have every confidence that this week's lesson is going to bring you closer to God as you go on your journey to personal holiness through God's holiness. Well, go ahead, share it with a friend. Perhaps someone else would be just as excited about what I'm experiencing as a new dimension of being blessed and highly favored, and I think you'll feel the same. So encourage them to go to drdoritafield.com and listen to this week's lesson. Not only that, there are other lessons where you can gain insight on how you can get to holiness. So just remember, be blessed, be free, and behold, great is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Have a great day. Have a great week, and enjoy your life in Christ.